So right off the bat, someone goes to your site and they see this tall, good-looking kid, blonde hair, blue eyes, and they immediately think of, like, you know, Nick Carter or Aaron Carter and things like that. But how do you dissuade them? What do you tell them if they say, like, oh, this is just another, like, you know, eye candy with a good voice?
Well, with my music, I really like to focus on topics. So I have my single out right now. One of them was called Make the World Love Again. And with my music, I really like to talk about positive things. And with that, I really like to promote a message. You know, my song, it all talks about, you know, having love in this world and really, you know, promoting that. So with my whole image and stuff, you know, I have the blonde hair, you know, I have that teen boy, you know, oh, he's just a teen, you know, trying to do this music thing. But I really just want to promote positivity with all my music and actually have a message in it. Not saying that the others don't, because I'm sure they have positive music too. But with mine, you know, I don't want it to be like, oh, you're going to this party today, gonna, you know, do whatever. I want it to be very like, oh, you know, promoting a message with positivity and just, you know, showing the world that it needs more love.
Okay, I mean, that's pretty much the theme as well in Dare to Dream. I mean, on the surface, it's just really catchy, like, electro-pop kind of tune. But the lyrics, there's more there. So you want to just tell us what the whole inspiration for that song was and how it all came about?
Yeah, for sure. Well, my song, my single Dare to Dream, it's out right now. Basically, it was a song I was writing when I was in a hotel room. I was kind of having a down day, kind of basically like, you know, I was discouraged. I was like, you know, this is one of those days that I just need to, you know, kind of a pick-me-up. So I just got my guitar out and was just chilling, and all of a sudden these lyrics just started coming out, and it was basically just talking about, you know, you need to follow your dreams, just go for it, even if you're having a down day. And so we were working on that, and the lyrics just kept flowing. And I'm like, you know, I really like this song. So I ended up bringing it to my producer, Sean Alexander, and showing him the song. He really liked it. So we finished up in the studio and laid down the vocals, and Dare to Dream appeared.
I have to ask you, man, like, the first time I heard your voice, it was like kind of like a combination between Adam Lambert and like Justin Timberlake. Do you listen to those guys? Are they like influences to you? And if so, if not, who are your influences?
Yeah, no, I'm really into Justin Timberlake. I think he's awesome. Yeah, he's definitely one of my influences. And also Michael Jackson. I mean, King of Pop. He's always been one of my influences. So definitely a lot of influence from those two, for sure.
Okay, great. Speaking of the Jacksons, I mean, one of your songs is featured on Paris Jackson's trailer for her new movie. How did that all come about?
Yeah, I know. I was really excited. My song, Make the World Love Again, is on her trailer right now. And, you know, when I found out, I was freaking out, you know. I was pretty excited. So I was like, oh, this is awesome. I got to meet, actually, the author of the book when I was here in L.A. And, you know, we showed them my song, and they were looking for some music for the trailer, and so I was like, hey, Make the World Love Again, you know, might be a great fit. And so they took a listen, and they were like, wow, this is awesome, you know. And I was like, okay, cool, if you want to use it, you're more than welcome to, you know. And
yeah,
so they were all down for it, and they put it on the trailer, and, you know, it just kind of fit with the whole theme of the book and the movie that they're going for, you know. And also, you know, what Michael Jackson's life, Paris's father, was all about, you know, love and all that. So when they chose to use it, I was elated.
So, you come from a small town in Michigan, you took the plunge and moved all the way to California. I mean, how has that changed your life? How is your life different over the past, you know, 2 years that you've been seriously doing this music thing compared to before?
Yeah, well, I've just been stuck in traffic, basically, the whole, no, I'm just kidding. no, it's been such a difference. I mean, small town boy, you come from, you know, a couple thousand people in a town to millions of people in LA, and I mean, it's just been such a difference. I have such an amazing fan base in Michigan, which is so awesome, and I'm out here, you know, working on doing different shows, going to the studio, and, you know, just been working hard compared to Michigan. You know, it's very cold there in the winter time and everything, and I used to just be in my bedroom kind of working on songs. That's how I started. You know, I'd be, you know, just when everyone was out, you know, partying or doing whatever, I'd just be in my room playing my guitar or, you know, trying to think of a new song. And so here now, it's awesome being able to go into a studio, you know, with all the legit equipment and everything, and just be able to record music.
Where do you kind of see yourself going in the next couple of years? I mean, you're starting, you got, this is kind of like number six, Dare to Dream, right? It's like your sixth single that's out. So, so you've done a lot already, but where are you looking to go in the next couple of years? Like, what's your plan?
Well, I just want to keep, you know, releasing new music. I'm actually going to be later in the year releasing an EP titled Adam Whittington, Dare to Dream, you know, the EP. Mm-hmm. And I just want to, you know, keep touring around, keep promoting music, keep, you know, promoting the image of positivity and just, you know, go for it with love and dreams and everything like that. So I just want to keep, you know, being able to expand my fan base. I'd love to go out of the country and tour, maybe over in Europe or, you know, just somewhere else. I just really want to keep pursuing this because it's my dream and you got to go for it.
All right, listening to your music, you definitely hear like the pop inspirations and stuff like that. But let's have some fun here. Tell us some of the artists that you listen to that people wouldn't expect.
That people wouldn't expect. Mm-hmm. That's a good question. some of the artists that people wouldn't expect. I actually really like country music. So I listen to like Rascal Flatts and some Sugarland and all that kind of stuff. Because coming from Upper Michigan, actually, country music's very popular up there. Mm-hmm. So I have a little country inside of me, too.
Okay, I'm going to give you a hypothetical here. This EP comes out and you're able to kind of like see somebody, like you get to go right behind somebody on their computer, like just sneak in, like kind of like, you know, some supernatural stuff. And they're
creep on them.
Yeah, you kind of just creep on them and they're like, ah, oh, Adam Whittington, should I? And they're just about to click on it and they're like, no. Nah. And then they're about to click on it again. You know, that experience we all go through on iTunes.
Yeah.
And you're able to kind of just kind of give them that little push to buy it. What do you think that you would say to them? How would you convince them to buy your stuff?
I would say, you know, check it out, give it a chance. Definitely all my music is fun, upbeat. You'll walk away, I'm hoping, feeling inspired or just, you know, happier when you listen to it. And it's just something that, you know, once you do, it's catchy enough that, you know, the song will be stuck in your head. That's my goal. So I know you'll enjoy it. And it's just some tracks that, you know, are all very pop vibe, but they have that message of positivity that I hope will leave you feeling great the rest of the day.